Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 606 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Priest, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is an advanced email marketing, marketing automation, and sales CRM platform that features a simple and easy-to-use interface. Visit activecampaign.com/askpat and see firsthand how an integrated automated marketing and sales platform can revolutionize your promotional efforts. Sign up for a free 14-day trial now. No credit card needed. No training fees. No contract. Pricing is accessible to any size business. Again, that's activecampaign.com/askpat. All right. Now here's today's question from Priest.
Hey, Pat. My name is Priest. I wanted to ask a question in regards to my business and having a podcast. I have a business called AffiliateMission.com that basically is an outsourced program management company. We manage other online businesses. But as an extension of that, I started a podcast called Missions and Marketplace. Now, with the podcast, although it's separate from Affiliate Mission, it's still under the guise of Affiliate Mission, if you will. So the question is, would you do marketing separately from the two different brands, if you will, or would you just continue to market like I'm currently doing under Affiliate Mission, and then just as there's new podcasts being put out, just put it out on the Affiliate Mission Facebook page? Or again, would you create an entirely separate Facebook page for Missions and Marketplace, create an entirely separate Facebook page post, and I have a tab set up on Affiliate Mission website for the podcast. So how would you brand them? Would you brand them together or separately? Thanks a lot.
Hey, Priest, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. I checked out your site at affiliatemission.com. I checked out your podcast as well. And to me, personally, I feel like they go hand in hand, so I would definitely keep them under the same brand. And yes, they are sort of separate things, but they work together. And I think that's the most important thing to realize here and why you would want to keep them together, because they kind of both cross-promote each other, I feel. A lot of people have wanted to do a podcast separate than the thing that they already do, but that podcast doesn't necessarily combine well with what it is they're already doing. And in that case, which isn't the case for you, like I said, but in that case, and you know, it's one of those things where you kind of have to talk to other people to see if there is a fit. Sometimes it's not very obvious, but in this case, it is, because you're driving traffic to your website through your podcast, and you're driving downloads to your podcast through your website. And I feel like it's a great fit. But for other people, they kind of try to force it in there. So they might have a website about fly fishing, for example, and their target audience is all about fly fishing, whereas their podcast is just like a day in the life of the author, and they might be talking about a whole bunch of other things. Now, that's not to say that they should be never cross-promoting each other, but I don't think that a life of somebody should live on a more niched kind of website, because you don't want to just confuse people who are there for a specific reason. Now, again, like I said, you could mention that you have this other project going on and you can drive people there, but I wouldn't make it live on that show, because you're going to have other interests and other things to talk about. If people who are interested in fly fishing, who are there for fly fishing, happen to be interested in what you're doing, they'll go over anyway and listen to what you have going on the other side. So that's how I feel about it. But for you, Priest, I'm looking at it, and I listened to part of the show with John Acuff, which is great, who's an awesome guy. I love him also because he's a big Back to the Future fan. Show sounds great. I think people should check it out. So affiliatemission.com, very cool. And keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great, and they both kind of complement each other very well and can help both grow faster than without the other. Cheers. Thanks so much, Priest. I appreciate the question, and I hope this helps a few people out there who might be dealing with the same thing. And So we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, Priest, for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And Priest, you'll hear from my assistant Jessica in the next couple weeks to collect your information so we can send that over to you. And again, thank you. I also want to thank those of you who are listening just because you're awesome. And I appreciate you spending time with me today. I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. And if you have a moment and you want to give back to the show really quickly, all you have to do is go to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat really quickly. I don't typically ask for them very often, but when I do, I truly hope that you'll take just a few moments, just a minute, to head on over to iTunes and look up Ask Pat and leave a review, an honest review of what you think of the show and how it has helped you. That would be very helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day, like I always do, by Albert Einstein. And this question is, oh, not a question. It's not, did I say question? I meant quote. Here's the quote from Albert Einstein. Although I wish Albert and I could have a conversation and we could ask each other questions. That'd be really cool. But no, here's a quote to finish off the day by Albert Einstein. He said, "If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't know it yourself." Hey, I have a six-year-old. Hey guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.